So, the Sultan had mistakenly kidnapped the Tsarina of Russia.
He thought it was Lady Windermere because the two had switched roles.
Did he set the Tsarina free?
No, he decided to toss her into the River Seine.
My God, what a wicked blackamoor.
Now, at this point, the Hoochie Coochie Man was heading out of Paris on his way back to Calais.
And was he riding on top of the great white robot that he calls Mr. Cracker?
He was. And it was springtime in Paris with cherry blossoms and tulips and daffodils and those colorful Frenchy fields all in full bloom. But as they were approaching the Pont aux Doux, he saw a long black hearse drawn by six albino horses stop in the middle of the bridge, and three men wearing turbans stepping out, carrying a large squirming black sack. They did a 1-2-3 and a heave-ho and sent the sack sailing into the Seine. The three turbans climbed back into the hearse, and they sped away.
Well, what did the Coochie Man do?
He and the great white robot went stomping up to the riverbank. They started to wade into the water, but the Coochie Man realized it was too deep. So he stood up and dove off the shoulders of the great white robot.
Was the sack floating in the water?
No, it had sunk like a rock.
Oh, that's terrible.
Actually, he was fortunate. The Coochie Man had been born on a Mississippi levee, and he knew how to judge a river's currents. Plus, he was wearing his traveling goggles, the ones with the headlamps, and he located the black sack with the first dive.
He is amazing.
He is that. And when he dragged the sack ashore and undid the drawstrings, out popped the head of none other than...
That Sansa Beach.
Ma'am, you look a lot like Lady Windermere.
I killed that Sansa Beach.
You even sound like her.
Who are you?
I'm the Hoochie Coochie Man.
And who is that?
That's the great white robot. I calls him Mr. Cracker.
Amerikanski.
That's right.
You are blackamoor.
No, ma'am. Where I come from, we just call it colored folks.
Colored? We're all colored.
Well, that's a lot better than the other names they call me.
Come to Russia. I will bestow you great honor, Coochie Man.
You got snow there.
Oh, da, all the time. I want you to meet my good friend, Grigor Yefimovich Rasputin.
Isn't he the prime minister?
No, that's different Putin.
Well, look, let's get you some dry clothes.
Before I want you to kill Sultan.
Do you mean that old Abdullah Ahmad Arubanman?
Him you know?
I don't know him, but I've stood in his shoes.
You must quick kill him.
You're going to catch cold. Here, lean up against Mr. Cracker's big warm belly.
He's steam, man.
Oh, yeah. He's coal-powered and steam-driven.
Why is he so white?
I don't know. I just like having a friend I can ride around on called Mr. Cracker. Oh.
So Mr. Coochie saved the Tsarina. But what happened to Lady Windermere? Last time we left her, she was crossing swords with Professor von Snipe.
I have a cylinder of the entire fight.
By Jove, she's light on her feet.
Right about then, Sir Boots Wellington, director of Department of Fear and Panic, arrived in Paris on the midday dirigible from Edinburgh. He was eager to connect with Marlena Blitzkrieger at the Hotel Maurice on the Rue de Rivoli. But when Sir Boots arrived, he was about to knock on Marlena's suite when he heard strange howling coming from within.
Ow! Now, bark him out.
What the bloody hell? Marlena, what has come? Oh, my God! Basil!
Hello, Boots! Care to join me?
The night before I was to leave for Paris, I received a phone call. Hello?
Professor Fucking Footfoot?
Lady Charlie?
I need an invention, Footfoot.
When?
I must have it by tomorrow.
I'm off for Paris tomorrow.
Good, you can deliver it yourself.
What is it you need?
Just rough plans.
Plans? For what, may I ask?
For a doomsday device.
Ah, Lady Chatterley, a doomsday device will take me at least a fortnight.
I don't have time for one of your fucking fortnights for plots.
I'm sorry, Lady Chatterley, but I can't...
Oh, come on, you must have all sorts of half-baked ideas for doomsday devices filed away somewhere, Footspots.
Well, I may...
Do your patriotic duty for crown and queen and all that crap.
Well...
It doesn't have to actually work. In fact, I'll be happy with a blurry blueprint.
Well, I...
Just make certain that somewhere it says, Doomsday Device.
Well...
And print it in German. You do know German.
Ja, Fräulein.
I knew I could count on you. Foots, cheerio.
Wait, who do I deliver it to?
That WAP spy.
Which WAP?
The one from the Vatican.
Contessa Rosalina Cartellini Chiantis?
That's her. She's also known as Day-Glow Red.
So that was the origins of the Doomsday Device.
I'm afraid so, Calcutta.
It was you who invented that infernal machine.
No, it wasn't something I had planned to build.
But you gave them the idea and they built it.
Well, it was one of Lady Chatterley pranks. They get out of hand.
And you delivered the plans to the Contessa.
I did, but she thought it was from Professor Ludwig von Snipe.
The man who will stop at nothing.
Exactly. It was the sort of devices people might invent.
And the purpose of all this?
To prove the Huns were preparing for war and the Italians were in cahoots.
Wait. Hello? What? Das Presse? What? Doomsday devices? No, who said anything about war? Absurd. Now, where were we?
We were here.
What? No, I know nothing about some stupid doomsday. What? No. Goodbye. Now.
You're still...
No! Yes? What? What? Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Is something wrong?
I have been called back to the Rhineland.
I'm sorry to hear that, Ludwig.
Yeah, me too.
Well, let's save this for another day.
Yeah. Oh, I love Paris. I will miss her.
I'm certain you'll have a chance to return one day.
Maybe soon. Yeah?
How about a schnapps?
Ah, that sounds good.
Tea?
Yes, please.
I'll put the kettle on.
So, the Huns received the blame, even though they were set up by Lady Chatterley.
It was an elaborate prank.
The war was based on nothing more than a joke.
It was like most wars.
And the Sultan?
He escaped back to Africa before Mr. Cracker and Mr. Coochie could get their hands on him.
And the Huns were blamed for that, too?
Come now, Cowpotter. You know someone always has to take the blame.
And these were the main events that led up to and then launched the Not-So-Great War.
Now that you've seen the truth, you can set the record straight.
And the war?
Well, in part two, I will relate the true and extraordinary events that occurred in our Not-So-Great War. But first, let's take a nice long tea break, shall we?
Hmm.